Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Catholic Home Show on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Teresa, and today we have with us as a guest, Matthew, who has been a host and a guest for many years on our network, I think going back to about 2015. Is that right, Matt?
Oh, sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. Welcome back, Matt.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Pleasure. So today we are going to start a series delving into the life and works of the great priest author, Father Dennis Fahey. So some of our listeners might be familiar with the fact that we sell several of his titles in the True Restoration store. We like to carry at least a few of his at all times because they're so fantastic. And we have already done a show on one of his books called The Kingship of Christ and Organized Naturalism. We did that on a Catholic Home Show many years ago with Mike. So, but today we're going to get a little bit deeper into more of his works. So, Matt, would you like to start with talking about the life and works of Father Dennis Fahey, and so our listeners can get an idea of why we are promoting his writings?
Yeah, sure. So Father Dennis Fahey, he was born in Ireland in 1883, and he dedicated his life to promoting the kingship of Christ. So he believed that that was the only way to restore order to a fallen world. That was back in 1883. The Novus Ordo didn't exist in 1883, so it probably applies even more today. But he was educated in Rome during the pontificate of Pope St. Pius X. So I wonder if the reign of Pope St. Pius X had a good impact. According to the resources, it says it deeply shaped his worldview. So that inspired his lifelong commitment to defending the church's teachings. He even made a promise to St. Peter to teach the truth about Christ's reign as the church intended. So he was very influenced by Pope St. Pius X, which is awesome, obviously, because we fight against modernism today. He was heavily influenced by Pope St. Pius X's motto, Instaurare Omnio in Christo, or should I say Omnia in Christo? I'm not sure if that's the right pronunciation, but what that means in English is to restore all things in Christ. So Father Fahey believed that the disordered state of society could only be corrected through the supernatural life of grace communicated through the sacraments. And this wasn't just theological theory, it was the foundation for building a world ordered towards God. Any comments on that aspect before I move on to
It just explains why his writings are so relevant to us Catholics today, because we are dealing with the problem of modernism and the fact that he devoted his life's writings to defending the truth against modernism proves why it's so relevant to us now. Yeah. But also there are other aspects of, well, essentially the whole thrust of his writings is explaining how the kingship of Christ on earth looks like in the practical order. And he would do contrast to Satan's plan for a new world order. And so now that we're living in a time which has made, so we've progressed or regressed, whatever the better word is, but we have gone so much further into the designs of Satan for his reign on earth and this new world order, which is at odds with or against the kingship of Christ and the social reign and the reign in general of the kingship of Christ on earth, that we are feeling the effects a lot more noticeably in our times than when Father Fahey wrote. He was warning in the earlier stages when this was just in its infantile sort of form. But now it's matured, grown, developed, and it's taken over. So it is extremely relevant and much more so to us now in view of what has happened since he wrote his books. So anyway, you may continue. So
yeah, Father Fahey looked at naturalism as one of the primary enemies of the church's mission. So naturalism, but it denies the necessity of grace and teaches that human reason and effort alone can achieve fulfillment.